a little circular kind of bread. I don't know if it sounds funny. That's good hot with biscuits. I just said it.
When
it's good hot with
biscuits. Yeah.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I thought maybe you should eat the muffins.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things made out of cornmeal?
Other things?
Like what Ms. Wilcox was
talking about? Well, she was talking about corn pone. If you put eggs in cornbread, you call it egg bread. We're not overly fond of that. We just like the thin pones of cornbread.
Does pone turn out in little cakes, sort of?
Yes, she cooks about that big and about that thick. She turns them so they're flat. Mighty good eating.
I bet they are. They sound wonderful. Well, what are some other kinds of bread that are made out of cornmeal, or other things made out of cornmeal?
Well, they make corn rotten, of course, and they make grits or hominy. Big hominy, and whether you know big hominy or not, that's the whole grain. Are you familiar with
that? Yeah, I've seen it.
And then the grits, which was also called hominy around here. Mush, which is, I guess, as far as I know, it's cornmeal. It's boiled like oatmeal or something like that. That's my guess. I'm not a cook.
Well, Mr. Wilcox, you talked about hominy, and then you talked about grits, and you said that sometimes people around here call grits hominy.
Yes, well, when I was growing up, that's what we called, we called it grits hominy. We rather ever refer to grits in our house, but it's
well, then
hominy now.
Then did you have another word for the other hominy?
For that, we call it big hominy, or lie hominy.
I see, So you had hominy and big hominy.
Yes. That lie hominy is made by, they used to leach out the potash from ashes, you know, and cook it to take the skins off.
I imagine it's good fresh. I've only had it in cans, and I don't think you
much
have
it in
cans.
I'm not overly fond of it.
If you were going to distinguish between bread that's made at home and the other kind of bread, you might say, this is homemade bread, but that is...
It's baker's bread.
Okay. What's a confection that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle of it?
Talking about a donut?
Yes. And what's a sweet kind of cake that's about that big around? And it might have cinnamon or sugar on the top that's made at home?
Well, I don't know whether you're talking about muffins or whether you're talking about buns or...
Well, just anything like that.
Yeah. Well, little cakes you made, no little individual cakes, we call them muffins.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that are fried and eaten with syrup?
We call them batter cakes in our house.
Okay. If you have 1 pound of flour and you add one more, then you have?
2 pounds.
Okay. What is it in bread that makes it rise?
Well, that's yeast in the baked bread, the loaf bread and things like that. There's some baking powder. I don't know what that is.
What do you call the center of an egg?
The yolk, you mean?
And so then, well, the yolk never means anything but the center.
Just the yellow, that's
okay. Yes. If you cooked eggs in water for 3 minutes, then you'd have...
I guess you have a hard-boiled egg, I don't know.
Okay. If the shells are removed from eggs before they're dropped into boiling water, what are they called?
Poached.
Okay. What do you call salted pork that might be cooked with greens?
Fatback.
What do you call salted pork that's been smoked?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you want to have.
Well, some people call it smoked pork, some people call it...
I don't know that term.
Okay. What do you call the part of the bacon that's cut off? The end part?
Well, some call it slabs. Slab bacon, chunks.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call pork in thin strips that's often eaten for breakfast?
Breakfast bacon.
What do you call pork that's ground up and put into a casing?
Sausage.
What do you call the man who cuts and sells meat?
Butcher.
Meat that isn't kept in the refrigerator might get...